I'm CJ Liu, and welcome to Fire It Up with CJ Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today, we have artist and designer Ellen Brooke, and it is a big day for her today because she is launching her clothing website. Woo, woo, woo. But more than that, she's going to be sharing. Was that a goat shout out for you?
Thank you.
I'm so uncool. I would be like the nerdy teenager that's trying to be cool, but is seriously uncool. Okay, but woo, woo, woo. Ellen Brooke is here sharing how her art has led her to a journey of self-discovery. And really, to me, when I think of her story, what it reminds me of is what incredible rewards we can have in life when we're willing to take the risks. And it took a lot of courage for what you did, Ellen, and I'm here to celebrate you. Woo, woo, woo.
Well, I like the music that you picked, so that was a good start.
Yes, thanks. I do whatever I can to get someone in the right mood. No, let's dance. Let's dance. Okay. So let's talk about your first steps. Now, you moved from the corporate world into the world of art. What's that all about? How'd that happen?
Well, it wasn't any one thing. It was really my story is a story of letting go over time and sort of shedding beliefs about myself and having a number of aha moments, you know, that I put together into a big aha.
Aha, okay.
So I really never had any aspirations to be an artist. It never occurred to me. I didn't consider myself to be creative. I didn't know how to draw. I was sort of the anti-artist, if you will. And I was just going along in corporate America, and I was fine, but I sensed that I was never really in my own skin there. Mm. But it wasn't until I started my own sort of spiritual exploration or, you know, exploration of myself that when I was about 40, that I really began to be a little bit more open to the possibilities of who I was. And in that time, I met a couple of teachers, one of whom happened to be a painter, an artist, and she invited me to a workshop, which was called Self-Awareness Through Silk Painting. And I thought,
wow.
What's that all about? And why would I want to do this? But she, you know, she said it would be a good idea, so I'm just going to trust that it is. And I took a couple of workshops with her, and by the second workshop, I just noticed that I was feeling something I hadn't felt before. You know, something I resonated with the silk. I had people in the class coming up to me and saying, "Well, how did you get these colors? They're gorgeous." And I was like, "Hey, I got the same dye you do," you know. So I don't know, but it was sort of note to self. You know, something happened. I had these moments where I felt like I was creating something that was actually beautiful. And I wanted to do more of that. And so I really followed that impulse for quite some time before. It was really about 2 years before I was even willing to say, you know what, I'm an artist. I mean, two years before I was willing to let go of whatever was, you know, stopping me from sort of entering into that new identity. So that's sort of the major pivot point for me. And then I just kept, you know, responding to the universe. It felt like it was a time when I was sort of saying yes to everything. Mm-hmm. Not in too crazy a way, but I was saying yes. And every time I said yes, I felt like I was getting a yes back from the universe. You know, somebody wanted to give me a show, and then somebody bought a piece, you know, one of my paintings at the show. And then somebody else wanted to give me a show, and then somebody gave me a commission. And I'm like, where is this coming from? But obviously, all the signs were sort of pointing in the right direction. And I just decided I'd follow those until, you know, otherwise notified. So here I am. I haven't seen a stop sign. I haven't even seen a yield sign. No. So I went from sort of at 40 not having any clue that this was even, you know, that this lurked inside of me, to now having, you know, I just had my first solo show here in the Bay Area, which was, you know, quite a success. I have a number of pieces in one of the design showrooms up in San Francisco. I have a clothing collection, and as you mentioned, I'm just launching my website today. So it's been a question of letting a lot of factors converge. And this may sound sort of corny, but there are like four or five different elements that I think came together for me. One was passion, you know, finding it something I was incredibly excited about and maybe had a talent for that, you know, I was revealed to me as I persisted. Patience, because you sort of have to wait it out mm-hmm. while you're making some pretty bad paintings. Persistence, and then people. I really needed, you know, this village of people to support me and work with me and guide me through this. I don't know if it would have happened without that. And then lastly, I think I needed the sense of playfulness.
So when you actually look at your work as you were going through this period of you know, not, I mean, I think it's fascinating that you never even thought about being an artist, and it wasn't until you took this class that someone just kind of like, do you want to take this class? You're like, yeah, okay. Oh, now I'll actually invest the rest of my life doing this. Right. I just think it's fascinating. But when you actually look at your artwork, does it tell the story too? Like when you kind of take a retrospective look at your art, does it tell the story that you went through, do you think?
In some ways. I mean, I think my art says a lot about me. You know, mm-hmm. There's a looseness, there's an abstraction, there's a playfulness, there's whimsy, there's a vibrance, you know, so I learned to see myself mm-hmm. in the painting and sort of be okay with all of those attributes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it definitely reflects who I am in a lot of ways. And certainly the clothing does too, you know. I love the fact that I can sort of share this very personal expression in more than one way. You know, I get to paint on what I call them wrap stretch paintings that are sort of like canvas. You know, I get to create these very large hangings that can be used as space dividers or canopies. I've got a huge canopy covering the ceiling of a yoga studio here in the Bay Area. And then I can also play, you know, with clothing and wear my own art and somebody bought a scarf off of my neck last week, you know, so
yes. And did a man buy a shirt off of you while you were wearing it too? You're like, yes, I will sell this shirt. It's one of my favorites. I know I'm only wearing a bra, but that's okay.
You know, whatever it takes to be an artist.
Okay, so I know that you've actually said that, you know, there are a lot of, like, you look at your art and you can say, yes, there's my whimsical, fun, passion and all of those things coming out. What else did you learn about yourself through your art?
Well, I've learned that that I can be much more of a risk taker than I thought I could be, and that I'm really much bigger than I thought I was. Like, the possibilities for me, for my life, and therefore for other people are just sort of unknowable until you test it. Mm. And I do get commission requests every once in a while, and on the one hand, they're sort of terrifying. Mm-hmm. but on the other hand, they've taught me a lot. They've sort of helped me move from my comfort zone to mm-hmm. that place where the magic happens, you know, outside your comfort zone. So when I was early on, actually, when I was first starting, I had a request to create a painting for somebody who was a fly fisherman, and they wanted a fish. And I literally didn't know how to draw a fish. And my first impulse was to say, no, I can't do that. But I just sort of stepped into what, you know, I just decided I
am one with the fish. I am the fish. I will paint the fish.
I am the ball. I am the fish, you know. And so I got out a picture I found on the internet of a very lovely fish. And I intuitively created this piece, which is still one of the pieces that resonates the most with everybody who I show my work to. It's consistently gets this response, and I think it's because it feels like it was a fish that was like inside of me, you know, that came out like whole. Like it didn't, obviously, but I have that feeling of just intuitively letting go to what was already there. And so that's a, you know, a major lesson. And so I take that lesson very seriously, because if I can create a fish, you know, when I never was able to draw, you know, I couldn't get beyond a stick figure, then what else can I do in life? Like, what else can I be?
You know what I love about the image and the metaphor that you're talking about is that the fish was, because I've seen the picture, is this of a salmon. And the salmon is an animal, you know, it swims upstream to procreate, to create. So what a beautiful thing that image that you created was that. And, you know, I just got a note that it's break time. So, folks, go out to www.clothingworks.com. And if you're in the Bay Area and you want to experience firsthand Ellen's work, then make sure to go to the San Francisco Design Showrooms at the Galleria or at the San Jose Museum of Art. We'll be right back.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com. Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu. Welcome to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today we have artist and designer Ellen Brooks sharing her creative process and how she creates her beautiful pieces of transcendent spiritual. I don't know how to describe it. They're really beautiful. They're kind of ephemeral pieces of work, and how you can also tap into your own creative genius. Welcome back, Ellen.
Thank you.
So a lot of people out there have dreams. They're sitting in their cubicle and they're thinking, how can I get out of this experience and become and do something more creative, become an artist? What kind of advice would you give them?
I think that they, I guess I would say they need to stay open, be playful, and pay attention, and not necessarily in that order. But, you know, you really have to let go of what you think you are or you aren't, and you really have to play without preconception. As I said earlier, I had no idea that I had this sort of aesthetic sensibility, you know, in me. I had no idea that I would be creating, you know, work that's hanging in private and public spaces. And I had to go through a fairly long period to let that incubate and to get comfortable with it. But I gave myself sort of this permission and a safe place to let it happen. I don't think it would have happened had I gone to art school, because that's rigid. A rigid environment. It didn't really suit my personality. So you also have to pay attention to how you best learn.
Wow, interesting. So I think it's interesting, a couple things that you said in the previous segment, that you couldn't even really call yourself an artist for 2 years after you were actually doing it, and that your friends and family really helped embrace and help you see the possibility that you were an artist. And I think that that's actually one of the hardest things, right? When you make that leap, is having the faith, and like, as you say, staying open and paying attention to those signals around you that, in fact, you should be, you know, opening up into a completely new path. So when you actually... And I think it's interesting because I look at your artwork and it kind of, the nature of silk is kind of like that too, isn't it? I mean, it kind of plays upon the strengths of what you just talked about, being playful, to being open and kind of experimenting and to just go with the flow and be fluid. It's a kind of nature of silk, isn't it?
Yeah, it turned out to be like the perfect match for me. You know, if there's a medium match for people and their way of being in the world, it's just turned out somehow to be right on, because there is a fluidity, as you said. There's a sort of a forgiveness. It's hard, don't get me wrong. It takes a lot of work and persistence. And I've, you know, there are things that don't make it out out the door. But I think that's one of the things that helped me. You know, I started with a medium that worked for me, for what's turned out to be a more intuitive, organic style. Mm-hmm. And again, it also turned out to be a creative form of expression. Like in and of itself, the medium was the perfect form of expression for me, because as somebody who always loved clothes and always loved textiles, you know, suddenly I'm getting to make them. I mean, it was, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I've never thought about the idea of the matching the medium, the creative medium, with your personality, and that, in fact, silk was really a good match. And probably when you're an artist, there's probably things that are more or less a good match to your personality. I mean, it makes sense. I'm a coach, and I always talk about that, but that's almost more specificity than I thought. And I think it's true.
Yeah, it's sort of crazy. There are little things like I don't have to put the dye away. You know, I just mm-hmm. let the dye sit out there. And then when I start to paint, I usually just pick up a brush, add a little water, and go. If I had to pull out all my paints and add, you know, layers of paint and, you know, work it out like you do on this, the, you know, when you go downhill skiing, mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have been able to. It wouldn't have been, you know, right for me. And also, I'm more spontaneous. You know, I don't plan. I don't sketch. And so the silk is, the way that I work the silk allows me to be that way, which is true for some other medium, too. But it's particularly so.
Yeah, but because the silk is so porous, so when you put your paintbrush down, it sets, depending on the amount of paint, I assume, it either, like, saturates and spreads and does whatever that you may or may not expect. Is that right? I mean, are there certain pieces that you look at and that kind of describe the creative process of working with silk?
Yeah. I work with a dye mixed with water. And it's a dye that's formulated specifically for the silk. But I've had the experience, and I just start, and there's many, many layers. And I just sort of follow, I tend to follow the color story that's developing. So the dye moves, and it moves quickly, and I have to respond to it. And
wow.
Sometimes, you know, I try to control it a little bit through using a blow dryer. And sometimes I let it do its own thing, but it bleeds and it moves and it's very unpredictable. And so you sort of have to have this mind frame that whatever happens is, you know, is okay, which is a nice mind frame to take out in the world too. And so I've had, I just had this experience. I just started painting in black and white, actually, which is, it's almost an entirely different, it feels like it's an entirely different medium in a way. But I was asked by this showroom up in the city to do some black and white pieces. And I had like 2 weeks and I had never done black and white before. And I said, gotta go for it, you know, see what's possible. And it really was exhilarating because I had a certain amount of freedom since I hadn't worked with black and white before. And I just let, you know, I sort of let me come through. I let my expression come through, and there's these pieces that have my aesthetic, but they're much more graphic. I think they show the my creative, to the extent that you can sort of show the creative process, I think they get at it.
So now people can commission work with you, and they can see both your black and white. Is your black and white and color stuff on your website right now? It's ellen-brook.com, or both up where people can buy your paintings. Ellen-brook.com. Is all that stuff online right now?
I do. It's all online. I just added the black and white, which is a new section of my website. So it's all there.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being on the show, folks. If you want to have a happy planet and a happy you, then go to Facebook and friend us. Seriously, I need friends. Can't you tell I'm lonely? Friend me. Thank you, Brian, and folks out at WBLQ. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Thursday.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.